Infidelity doesn't just damage a relationship, it demolishes the betrayed spouse's entire reality. What was once solid ground becomes quicksand, shattering not just their marriage, but their fundamental understanding of their life story. The faithful spouse experiences profound trauma as the very person they trusted most becomes the source of the greatest treachery. This trauma manifests in obsessive thoughts, hypervigilance, emotional volatility, and deep questioning of their own worth. Most unfaithful partners dramatically underestimate this impact, viewing their actions through the lens of their own relief after disclosure. While they may feel unburdened by the truth emerging, their spouse is just beginning to process the devastation. As one betrayed partner described, "It's as if he threw a grenade through our living room windows and blew our house to smithereens. Yet he stands outside complaining that we are crying too much, scoffs at our missing limbs, and ignores the blood all over our clothes." Recovery typically takes 2 years from the last lie told, not from the affair's discovery, highlighting why continued dishonesty is so destructive. Each new revelation restarts the trauma cycle, making complete transparency essential for genuine healing to begin. After an affair is exposed, unfaithful partners face 5 distinct choices. The most devastating, the mass murder option, involves leaving the marriage for the affair partner. Despite the enormous sacrifice, these relationships have only a 3% chance of lasting, as they're built on deception and fantasy. Many choose the negligent homicide option, physically staying in the marriage while making no meaningful effort to repair it. This passive approach communicates that the spouse isn't worth the effort, creating a slow death of emotional neglect. Well-intentioned betrayers often attempt the detain and torture option, making haphazard efforts at reconciliation without proper guidance. These attempts frequently backfire, causing additional pain through continued secrecy or impatience. The only path with real potential for healing is the character building and possible resurrection option, making a wholehearted, well-advised effort to repair the damage. This requires humility, patience, and expert guidance rather than compromised instincts. The choice between these options doesn't just determine relationship outcomes, it reveals and shapes the betrayer's character. The single most crucial quality for unfaithful spouses is that they get it, truly comprehending both the wrongness of their actions and the depth of pain they've caused. This quality is immediately recognizable to betrayed spouses and impossible to fake. Without it, reconciliation efforts ring hollow. Betrayers struggle to get it due to 3 factors: ego boosts from feeling desired, unfair comparisons between idealized lovers and real-life spouses, and emotional self-absorption. The affair creates a fog of self-justification, blocking genuine empathy. Successful rebuilders acknowledge their actions as severe violations, using accurate terms like unfaithfulness rather than minimizing language like mistake. They take full responsibility without excuses or blame shifting. Public figures demonstrate this contrast clearly. Tiger Woods' statement after his infidelities showed only beginnings of understanding, too late for his marriage. In contrast, former Chicago Police Superintendent Dick Brzezicek demonstrated he got it by admitting, "I was selfish and self-centered. I didn't think about the misery I was causing." Successful rebuilders immediately and completely sever all connections with their affair partners. Crossing the line from colleague or friend to romantic partner forfeits all rights to maintain that relationship. This severance must be absolute. No calls, texts, emails, social media connections, or physical presence. When affairs involve coworkers, job changes are necessary in about 95% of cases. Despite financial sacrifice and career disruption, successful rebuilders accept this cost as necessary amends. Continued exposure to a former lover keeps the betrayed spouse re-traumatized and prevents healing, even when complicated by shared connections like children's friendships or family relationships. The cutoff must be enforced. Many betrayers struggle with this complete break. Some maintain contact as a backup plan, a strategy that guarantees failure as spouses sense this divided loyalty. Others prioritize sympathy for the affair partner over their devastated spouse's pain. How could anyone heal while wondering if their spouse is still secretly in touch with the person who helped destroy their marriage? This uncertainty alone prevents real progress. The lies surrounding affairs often wound more deeply than the physical betrayal itself. When faithful spouses' intuitions were dismissed, they experience not just betrayal, but psychological abuse that damages their sense of reality and self-trust. Successful rebuilders commit to absolute honesty after disclosure, avoiding all forms of evasion. They answer questions openly and immediately confess any lapses. This transparency means no secret passwords, hidden accounts, unexplained absences, or private communications. Some marriages might survive minor lapses, but others cannot withstand even a single instance of continued dishonesty. As Liz Brzecek noted, no matter how intimate the question, Dick held absolutely nothing back. Alongside honesty, rebuilders accept full responsibility without excuses. They acknowledge no one made them get involved with someone else. They explore stressors and childhood experiences that may have predisposed them to infidelity, not as excuses, but as areas for personal growth. The most profound transformation is shifting from being the source of your spouse's deepest wound to becoming their primary healer. This requires patience, empathy, and witnessing pain you've caused without defensiveness. After disclosure, the betrayer often feels relief while the hurt partner is just beginning to process trauma. This timing mismatch creates difficulty. The unfaithful spouse wants to move forward while the betrayed needs to process backward. Successful rebuilders understand this disconnect and patiently rewind the tape as needed, validating their partner's pain. They hold their partners when they cry, respect their feelings, recognize trauma symptoms as normal, and don't rush physical intimacy before emotional safety returns. They accept their partner's healing timeline rather than imposing their own. Rebuilders develop genuine empathy by giving hurt partners space to express devastation. Witnessing this emotional aftermath brings betrayers from the fog of illicit romance into the reality of their actions. Contrary to fears, this approach actually shortens recovery time. Affairs damage entire family systems. Children of all ages are affected, as they fundamentally need their family as a secure haven. The betrayal shatters their sense of stability and often their respect for the unfaithful parent. Even infants sense emotional turbulence, while teenagers may act out or withdraw. Successful rebuilders acknowledge the damage to their children's security and work to reestablish trust through consistent, reliable presence rather than mere words. They apologize without excuses, show appropriate remorse without manipulation, and follow through with faithful actions. Recovery requires fundamental character transformation through right thinking and behavior. Rebuilders commit to eliminating dysfunctional patterns, including deceitfulness, entitlement, poor emotional coping, pride, rationalization, and defensiveness. Humility characterizes successful rebuilders. This manifests in admitting mistakes quickly, listening without defensiveness, accepting influence from their spouse, and remaining teachable. By embracing their role as healers, unfaithful partners heal not only their marriages, but transform themselves, building integrity that supports lasting trust.